The new superintendent of the Richmond School District, Chris Ucee, has hit the ground running. His goal is to visit every school in the district in the month of September, and this started the first week school was back. And what he's seen so far has impressed him: high academic success, high expectations from parents, but also a focus on personal well-being. Already in these early days, Ucee said he's seen rich programming throughout the school district and a commitment to excellence. But that doesn't mean he will be resting on his laurels. Rather, he has been poring through data to identify what questions need to be asked to ensure every student is successful. "I don't think we'll ever get to a place where we say we're perfect," he said. South Dakota 38, just the right size. Ucee's first teaching job was with an indigenous community in northern Manitoba. But he then moved on to the Toronto School District, where he was a teacher and held various administrative roles before moving west. Before coming to Richmond, Ucee was the chief superintendent of schools in Calgary for about 5 years. Coming from large school districts, with more than 560 public schools in Toronto and 251 in Calgary, Ucee called the Richmond School District just the right size. "Just that sense of community is what's exciting," Ucee said. "Everyone that I've met so far has a real commitment and passion for the work that they do." The weekend before he sat down with the Richmond News, Ucee had been looking through school district data. He hopes to continue building on the strong programs he's seen so far, using evidence-based information and data to ensure every student has the best chance of success. "If we have the right data, we can ask the right questions," he said. "If we don't have the right data, then we're just guessing." Academic success and personal well-being equally important. How one defines success, however, can differ, and he sees two pathways: academic success and personal well-being. Traditionally, success was measured in the former, but increasingly educators are focusing on the latter as well. "We want every graduate from Richmond to experience both," he said. "Besides, how students experience their time in school is just as important as what they learn." Ucee said his former students would come back to him, not remembering a lesson in calculus, rather remembering how he did something different on Fridays as a send-off for the weekend. After graduation, students talk about those things that contributed to their emotional well-being, things that brought them joy, and the caring adults in the schools, Ucee said. "It never ceases to amaze me. Like adults, students remember those interpersonal relationships. It's what resonates with them many, many years after they've left us," he added. As for his personal philosophy, Ucee believes education should be grounded in equity and collaboration. "The concept of equity, however, doesn't mean every student gets the same thing. Rather, every student gets what they need. Every student should have the best opportunities despite their personal circumstances," he said. "A significant number of Richmond graduates go to post-secondary," Ucee noted, "and that's the goal of the school system. But this isn't necessarily a four-year university degree," Ucee said. "Rather, post-secondary can be skilled trades training, a college program, or an apprenticeship. While there's an identified skills gap in various sectors in BC and Canada, there will also be jobs in the future that aren't even envisioned yet. Therefore, teaching students soft skills, like problem-solving and collaboration, are even more important today. We recognize we're preparing students for this new space that we might not fully understand," Ucee said. "But what we know is it requires greater collaboration, greater problem-solving skills, and it requires us to work in different contexts in a way we've traditionally pictured a workplace to be. This conversation needs to happen with students and parents before they are approaching the end of high school, however, so they understand it's possible to get a good job and earn good wages even on a non-degree pathway," he added. "Youth will face complex problems in the future. While a grounding in the basics is still important, problem solving and applying knowledge will be key for today's youth to tackle the complex problems they'll face in their lifetime, including changing technology and climate change. Young people are very bright and quite creative," Ucee said. and they have problem-solving potential because they don't necessarily think linearly. In fact, just on the second day of school, UC visited Burnett Secondary where students were debating current issues. Instead of being told to read something and write a test on it, they had to read and come to school ready to take a position and debate it. Even if they're using the internet or artificial intelligence for research, when they have to argue their position, they are using data to back it up, UC explained. It's not a concern that they're using technology to drive their argument, now they've taken a position and they're going to substantiate their position on evidence that exists, he added. There is, however, still a need for basic knowledge, but it needs to be combined with critical thinking to elevate the information and have a serious conversation about it. It's not this or this, it's both, UC said.